These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Andrew, I'm 57, I'm a copy editor from London.
I'm Linver, I'm 66, I'm a retired training officer from Merthyr Tydfil.
I'm Joe, I'm 30, I'm a woodworker from Gloucestershire.
I'm Maria, I'm 25, a doctor's receptionist from Manchester.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Andrew. Welcome to the show, Andrew. OK, you're a copy editor.
That's right.
What is that?
I put anything into good English that isn't in good English to start with. It could be anything from a soap powder advert to a wedding speech to a doctoral thesis.
And what do you do in your spare time?
My big passion is paragliding. I do that whenever I can, whenever the weather's good enough.
Ever crashed?
Yes, I crashed into a forest in India once, and fortunately an old goat herd climbed up the tree and helped me climb back down.
OK, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, if I got a reasonable amount of money, I might get a new paraglider. If I got for a really big sum, I might go for a new camper van to go around all the best flying sites in Europe in.
Very brave, mate. I'll give you that. Let's get your camper van. Andrew, cash build around. Each correct answer's worth £1,000. Are you ready?
Yep.
Good luck, mate. Your time starts now. In what city can visitors take the Big Apple helicopter tour?
New York.
Correct. In what BBC series do people compete to be named Britain's best home sewer?
Great British Sew-Off.
It's the Great British Sewing Bee. In 1842, which territory was granted to Britain by the Treaty of Nanjing?
Hong Kong.
Correct. Not everything in black and white makes sense was a slogan for what brand of stout?
Guinness.
Correct. What is the official language of the Mediterranean island of Rhodes?
Greek.
Correct. What first name links the artists Matisse and Toulouse-Lautrec?
Henri.
Correct. What's the maximum number of points that can be scored with one shot in basketball?
3.
Correct. You Got It All was a 2014 hit for which X Factor boy band?
One Direction.
Union J. In the memoir Angela's Ashes, what relation is Angela to the author?
Wife.
Mother. The name of what Knightsbridge store appears in gold Arendt's. On its... Correct. In what film does Jim Carrey perform a Red Sea-style parting of his tomato suit?
Evan Almighty.
Bad luck. It's Bruce Almighty. Evan Almighty is the follow-up with Steve Carell. OK, Andrew, $7,000. Very good indeed. Good start for the team. Happy?
Yeah, I'm pleased with that.
Good. Time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the Beast, so big he sat on his iPhone yesterday and now he's got an iPad? Perhaps it's the Governess. She was going to be the first female bishop until they found her collection of voodoo dolls. Or what about the Dark Destroyer, though? He's the life and soul of any party. When I say party, I actually mean wake. Or perhaps it's the Cineman, a doctor and comedian. He's got degrees from medical school and clown college. Or maybe it's Jenny Livingston Ryan. So hot when she's on the show. We've got the Fire Brigade on speed dial. Who do you want to take on?
I quite fancy taking on the Beast. I think he's probably the toughest, and I feel most proud if I manage to beat him.
OK, let's do it. Time to bring on the chaser. It's not the Beast at all. It's sarcasm in a suit, folks. It's the Doctor and stand-up comic. That is the Cineman. It is Paul Sinha.
Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Paul. Well,
let's get this out of the way. That was a superb performance.
Thank you.
But I'm certainly not surprised, because you won't remember, but we've met before. I was visiting my family in India. You were distressed, stuck up a tree. It was good to see you again.
You've had a shave since then?
I have had a shave since then.
Let's put some money on the table. £7,000 if you wish to take a step closer to home. Chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
How brave are you feeling? £30,000.
Great for an opening player. Thank you very much. Have a chat with your team. Maria.
Stay with the seven. You did a lot of questions there that you knew. You just didn't have the time to think about them, so stay with the seven.
Joe.
If you can go for the 30, go for it if you're confident, but if not, stay with the seven.
Linfa.
30's a good amount, but we want you back, so £7,000 would be great.
Thank you, team. Let's face the table. We have won £30,000. Andrew, what'll it be?
One of my paragliding friends said, go big or go home. I'm going to take his advice. £30,000, please.
Good man.
Good.
30 grand it is. Chaser?
Well, he's certainly good enough, and I applaud your bravery, because you're a seat one player, and it's not easy to be brave in seat one, so well done.
Here we go. Andrew, for 30 grand, the chase is on. Let's get cracking. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these sitcoms debuted on UK TV most recently? A, Dad's Army. B, It Ain't Half Hot Mum. C, 2.4 Children. You've put Dad's Army.
Didn't read the question. It's most recently. I meant, I thought it meant said longest ago.
You put Dad's Army. Correct answer is? It's 2.4 Children, staying where you are. Chase has put. Here he comes, straight onto the table. Right, OK. Here we go. Good luck, mate. Here's your next question. Which US city boasts the world's largest library and the world's largest museum? A, Boston. B, Washington, D.C. C, Chicago. You've put Washington, D.C.
I'm thinking of the Smithsonian, but I'm not certain.
Well, correct answer is? Yeah, great answer. Step close home, well played. Chase has put. Goes right, also Washington, D.C.
A Library of Congress.
Indeed. Here we go. Here's your question. Good luck. Which skateboarding trick involves sliding sideways along a handrail or curb? A, crush. B, grind. C, shred. you've put grind. Do you know this?
I know grind is a trick in skateboarding. I don't know if it's that one.
Correct answer is? Love it. Grind is right. Andrew, well played. Step close to home. Chase has put. You might go wrong here. You might go wrong. And does goes with shred. Game opens up. Well played. Good move. And a nice pressure press as well. Here's your next question. In physics, which of these varies according to the strength of gravity? A, mass. B, weight. C, density. You've put weight.
Yeah, if you were on the moon, you'd be a lot lighter.
Indeed. Correct answer is? Weight is correct. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Also goes with weight. Here's the next question. We're moving along nicely. Opened in 1976, what was the first major enclosed shopping centre to be built in the UK? A, Metro Centre. B, Meadow Hall. C, Brent Cross. You've put Metro Centre.
I think that's been around a long time, the Metro Centre.
Correct answer is Brent Cross it is, staying where you are. Chase has put. And goes right with Brent Cross. Moves to within 1-3 from home.
Lucky there. We went on a family trip there not very long after it opens.
Right. Here's your next question. Europe's longest river flows entirely within what country? A, France. B, Germany. C, Russia. You've put Russia.
I think it's got to be either the Ural or the Volga. I don't think there's anything in France that, as long as that. And Germany, the Rhine flows out of Germany into the Low Countries, or the Danube flows out into other countries.
Correct answer is? He knows his stuff, it's good. Russia is correct. Step close to home. Chaser has put. Also goes with Russia. Sticks with us. One behind. Had we gone for the lower offer of £1,000, we would be home and dry by
now.
It is
the Volga.
Here's next question. Which of these scientists is not the subject of a 2014 film? A, Stephen Hawking. B, Alan Turing. C, Linus Pauling. You've put Linus Pauling.
I was an extra in the one about Stephen Hawking, and I've seen the one about Alan Turing, the imitation game.
I love it. I was an extra in the one about Stephen Hawking. Brilliant. What did you do in it?
I sat in an opera house while he took his seat.
Perfect. You've put Linus Pauling. Correct answer is? Yeah, Linus Pauling. Well played. Step closer home. Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right with Linus Pauling.
I was an extra in Theory of Everything. I played an Indian shepherd who rescues Stephen Hawking when he crashes into a tree.
Here is your question. Good luck. In Greek myth, which goddess brought the statue of Galatea to life? A, Artemis. B, Aphrodite. C, Athena. Ooh, we got him. And we pressed. Brilliant. Well played, Andrew. Great. You've put Aphrodite. Do you know this?
I don't know this.
Oh.
I don't remember what Galatea did or who she was. Artemis was hunting, Athena was wisdom. I'm hoping she was beautiful rather than wise or a good hunter.
Good luck. You've put Aphrodite to go through with 30 grand. First player, correct answer is... Oh, come on, Andrew, good luck, mate. You deserve it, actually. Played well. Oh, well played. Well played, mate. Absolutely brilliant. Seriously, brilliant. Brilliant. Well played.
Game on. Well played. We don't see that many brave players in seat one, do we, Brad?
And no.
You've set the tone for the game because the other... I mean, you're not going to be playing for £30,000 in the final chase. They're going to make little chips at it, I suspect. But superb play.
OK, nerves over. All done. Congratulations. Well played. Thanks, you, buddy. Andrew. Brilliant. £30,000 as well. Everyone clapping and cheering. Thank you very much. Chaser.
He's very good. I mean, I was really impressed with that cash build. As impressed as I've been for a while.
Yeah, indeed. Next to face the chaser, it's Linfa. Welcome to the show, Linfa. Now then, very good. What a start for the team that
excellent
is.
Excellent start.
Yeah.
Excellent, really.
You're from Merthyr Tydfil?
Yes.
And what do you do?
I'm retired now.
Okay.
I used to work for Welsh Water as a training officer.
Okay.
But now we spend our time mostly holidaying. We like cruising.
Yes.
And we have a little 4-year-old great nephew that we look after.
All right.
He takes up a lot of our time as
What's
well.
His name?
His name is Kian.
Kian. OK,
yes,
good.
Yes.
And if you won some money today, Linfa, what would you do with it?
Probably we'd spend some of it on a holiday. But
yeah.
We recently moved house, so we've got some work to do on the house as well, so...
A little bit.
A little bit will go towards that.
OK, let's do that, Linfa. I wish you well. All right, here we go. Let's follow in Andrew's footsteps. Good luck to you. Your time starts now. What Australian soap celebrated its 30th anniversary in 2015?
Neighbours.
Correct. What cables are used to start a car by connecting a flat battery to a live one?
Jump cables.
Yes, I'll give you that. What James Joyce book gets its title from the Roman name for Odysseus?
Ulysses.
Correct. How is a female independent Avon representative more commonly known?
Avon Lady.
Correct. In 2001, which Conservative became MP for Witney?
Oh, David Cameron.
Correct. Oh. Shake It Out and What the Water Gave Me were hits for which British act?
No idea. Pass.
Florence and the Machine. What American word for a soft drink can come after cream and club?
Soda.
Correct. Unveiled in 1913, what statue was a gift from brewer Carl Jacobson to Copenhagen?
The Little Mermaid.
Correct. Which South African won golf's British Open in the 50s, 60s and 70s?
Jack Nicklaus.
Gary Player. The Empress... No time to get there. Very good, though, Linfa. Really good. £7,000. Ooh. Excellent. Happy with that?
Very happy.
I should say, time to face the chaser.
Hello, Linfa.
Hello, Paul.
My worst nightmare, I think. Andrew, superb player and very intelligent female support is on its way.
Put some money on the table. Very good. £7,000, 3 steps ahead of the chaser. If you wish to take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you...
Well, I've taunted the remaining three that they might take lower offers, but I don't think you will. £1,000.
Thank you. However, a step closer to the chaser will see you get an offer of...
£35,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Maria.
Go for the seven. We've got some money already, which is bring back your seven.
OK.
Joe.
Yeah, I've had a great start. Obviously very clever, but, yeah, bring back seven.
Andrew.
I think you could get the 35. You'd have a good chance, but you saw how easy it is to make a mess of it, like I did. So,
yeah.
OK.
Bring back the seven.
OK, thank you.
Oh, yeah, OK. 1, 7, 35 grand. What'll it be?
OK, I think we've had a really good start. I'm going to stick to the seven.
Stick him with the seven? Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. Seven it is, Chaser.
Absolutely the sensible decision, I think.
Yeah, brilliant. OK, here we go. Linfa, for £7,000, the chase is on. Here's your first question. What is defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as an unstimulating, low-paid job? A, telejob. B, McJob. C, quiz job. you've put? Telly job. What is a telly job? Do I know what that is? It's like, oh, it's like a telephone sales.
It's an unstimulating low-paid job, I hope.
Yeah. correct answer is? You're staying where you are. Chaser has put. Right, OK. Goes right with McJob.
It's a lot of new fancy words end up in the Oxford English Dictionary. This one's definitely from the last 10 years. I can't remember whether it's from the book Freakonomics or not, but it was in a book that coined the term McJob for an unstimulating, low-paid job based on McDonald's.
Yeah. Here's your next question. Which pop star headlined the halftime show at the 2015 Super Bowl? A, Katy Perry, B, Taylor Swift, C, Rihanna. You've put Taylor Swift.
I have no idea. I'm not interested in Super Bowl or anything like that. I've never seen that, so I really don't know.
Correct answer is... Katy Perry's the right answer. Staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes right with Katy Perry. Shuts us down to one now. We are five from home. Right, you know what you've got to do.
Yeah.
Here's your question.
OK.
What beauty procedure was popularised by the silent film Vamp Pola Negri? A, painting toenails. B, fake tanning. C, bikini waxing. You've put... bikini waxing.
Oh, dear. It seemed the most outrageous one, so I don't know.
Correct answer is... got to be right. This has to be right.
Oh...
staying where you are. If the chaser's put painting toenails, unfortunately, Lymphia, you're out. Chaser has put... OK, it goes painting toenails. Pola Negri, was that the name of the director or what? I don't know.
Do you know what? It couldn't be bikini waxing because the bikini, I think, was invented in 1946 by the Frenchman Louis Rayard.
Right.
And this is the silent film generation, 1910s, 20s and 30s.
Oh, caught us out that, didn't it?
Oh, it did.
Lymphia, I'm sorry to lose you. However, you have been caught in a few days. The chase is over.
Thank you so much.
So, there you are. Lymphia goes. Unbelievable. Very, very good player indeed. Andrew's still in it, of course, right the way through to the final. 30 grand. Joe's up after the break. Will he add to it? Or will he chip away, like the Cineman said? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Joe. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Thank you.
Now, you're from Gloucestershire.
Gloucestershire, yeah.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a woodworker.
OK.
Basically involves everything we make, estate agent posts. We prime things, paint things, treat things.
Do you make sheds?
I can make you a shed if you want a shed, Bradley.
I don't really want one. I was just asking if you can make one.
I can make one.
And what do you get up to in your spare time?
I play football, squash every week.
All right. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'm still learning to drive. So I've never been able to do it before, so probably put it to the lessons and buy a car.
You've just not bothered?
Well, I've lived around the country a lot.
Yeah.
Different pubs, so I've never stayed in one place long enough to... learn, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and when you say other pubs, have you worked in other pubs?
Worked in a pub in Blackpool, in Torquay, Cheltenham.
Really?
I've been around a bit, yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's get you some driving lessons and a car. Wonderful. Shall we do that?
Yeah.
Here we go, good luck. Your time starts now. Chicken korma is most closely associated with what type of restaurant?
Indian.
Correct. Entomophobia is an abnormal fear of what creatures?
Snakes.
Insects. What comedy character claimed to be a member of the West Staines Massive?
Ali G.
Correct. What part of a man's traditional Highland dress is named from the Gaelic for purse?
Sporum.
Correct. The Star Alliance is a global network of companies in what transport industry?
Trucking.
Airline. Who was Archbishop of Canterbury until Rowan Williams was appointed in 2002?
Pass.
George Carey. Like I Love You was the debut solo single for which former NSYNC member?
Justin Timberlake.
Correct. Peter Shilton won the European Cup twice playing for what football team?
Nottingham Forest.
Correct. Which Australian dame was called the voice of the century by Pavarotti?
Maria Callas.
Joan Sutherland. The Kingdom of Far, Far Away appears in what animated film series?
Oh, pass.
Shrek. Which of Switzerland's four official languages is unique to that country? Would have been Romange. Joe, $5,000. Very good, mate. OK, here we go. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Paul.
My day gets worse. I was rather hoping that a life spent in bars and pubs might have sozzled your brain, but actually that was a decent performance. Yeah. And what's more, I noticed that you might provide that sort of NSYNC help that Andrew might need in the final chase.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Put some money on the table. There we go, $5,000. Step closer to home, we'll get you an offer of.
I'm going to stick my neck out and say I think this is the one you're going to go for. Minus £5,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£35,000.
Have a chat with your team. Maria.
Stick with a five. And I think taking a minus is an insult, and I don't think he should go for the eye. I think he should stay.
Andrew.
You're a good player. You could comfortably get the five. I think minus 5,000 is a joke. I could understand if he'd said minus one, but no.
All right.
You're a good player.
Right, thank you. Joe, minus five. £35,000. What'll it be?
Well, it's definitely not minus five.
Right. Got it wrong. Fair enough.
I'm going to stay with 5,000.
Sticking with 5,000? Yeah, good for you, mate. All right. Joe, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. In the musical Evita, what game is played by cast members during the song The Art of the Possible? A, musical chairs. B, pass the parcel. C, pin the donkey's tail. You've put musical chairs.
We're trying to go quickly.
But... yeah, good for you. Correct answer is musical chairs. Well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Guy's also right with musical chairs. Here's the next question. Instead of its annual Man of the Year, in 1982, Time magazine named what object Machine of the Year? A, personal computer. B, mobile phone. C, Walkman. You've put personal computer.
Well, I think the first mobile phone call was 1985. I think Walkman was after that as well, so...
Correct answer is... Well played. Personal computer it is. Step closer home. Chase has put. Goes right also with personal computer.
Funny enough, it would have been about the right time for Walkman, but they'd never give it to a brand. Time magazine just wouldn't do that. They wouldn't just give it to a product made by Sony.
Sure.
So it had to be A.
Here's the next question. Which of these Italian artists was born in the 15th century? A, Botticelli. B, Donatello. C, Tintoretto. You've put Botticelli.
Yeah, I like A.
Correct answer is... And Botticelli it is. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right with Botticelli. Here's the next question. In the film Star Wars, Princess Leia's hologram message says that which character is her only hope? A, Luke Skywalker. B, Obi-Wan Kenobi. C, Chewbacca. You've put Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope.
Correct answer is... Well played, step closer to home. Chaser has put... Goes wrong with Luke Skywalker, game opens up.
Massive, massive vat of lack of knowledge of the Star Wars trilogy.
Get this right, you'd have had three goes at 35K, Joe. Doesn't matter, you're there. Well. Here's your question. Good luck, mate. Which of these items are students at Oxford University allowed to take into exams? A, sweets. B, mobile phones. C, good luck charms. You've put sweets.
Yeah, well, it's not mobile phones, is it? So the toss-up between A and C, to be honest.
Yeah. To go through with £5,000, correct answer is... All well played.
What we have here is a man who hides his light under a bushel slightly. I think, Joe, that you're actually a very good quizzer indeed.
Well played, Joe. Good stuff, mate. You're through to the final choice and $5,000, 35K in all. Excellent stuff.
Joe.
Very, very good. Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. Well played. Well, there you are. Andrew and Joe are through. Total prize fund is £35,000. Fourth seat. It's Maria. She's up after the break. Will she add to the 35K or will she take away? Seat 4 syndrome on its way after the break. We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's Maria. Welcome to the show, Maria. Looking forward to it?
I am, yeah.
All right, now, what do you do for a living?
I'm a doctor's receptionist.
OK, whereabouts?
Manchester.
Great nightlife in Manchester?
Yes.
Perfect
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, karaoke is definitely.
Is it?
Yeah.
You like karaoke?
I do, I love karaoke.
What's your favourite song to sing?
Hey Big Spender.
Really? Yeah. Good girl. And how do you relax then? Is that how you relax? You go out?
Yeah, and I write as well. I do a bit of writing. I used to write short stories, but I am in the middle of writing a novel.
Oh, yeah.
It did start as a romance novel, but it's a bit killy now.
Taking a bit of a funny old turn.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. And if you won some money today, what would you do?
Vegas.
Vegas?
Yes.
Would you take anyone with you?
My sister, yeah.
Good. What's your sister's name?
Kerry.
All right, look, Maria, I wish you well.
Thank
Let's get you and Kerry off to Vegas. I wish you luck. Your time starts now. Where in an apartment block is the penthouse?
Top floor.
Correct. Which Spanish film star has a name that translates as Anthony Flags?
Anthony Banderas.
Oh, no, Antonio Banderas. What former Portuguese colony became India's 25th state in 1987?
Pass.
Goa. The egg in a gala pie is cooked by what method?
Boiling.
Correct. The target in what Olympic sport features an inner gold ring worth 10 points?
Archery.
Correct. What Samuel L. Jackson film has the tagline, sit back, relax, enjoy the fright?
Snakes on a plane.
Correct. The disease, poliomyelitis, is more commonly known by what shortened name?
Polio.
Correct. If you're reading this, It's Too Late is a 2015 album.
Break.
By... Correct. Arcala as an adult leader in what branch of the scouting movement?
Pass.
Cubs. What first name links Henry VIII's second and fourth wives?
Catherine.
Anne. What's the ungrammatical title of a 2013 TV comedy thriller starring James Corden?
Pass.
The Wrong Man's. Very good, Maria, though. $6,000. Bad luck with Antonio Banderas. Ready?
Yes.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I'm sure you've heard this many times, but I'll say it. How do I solve a problem like Maria? And the answer is... I'm not entirely sure. I do have a couple of tasty offers. I don't think you'll be that bothered by either of these offers, but do you know what? I'll give it a go.
Yeah, well, let's put some money on the table. We have six. Here we go. Step closer to home gets you an offer of...
Minus... £10,000.
Ah. Step closer to the chaser, we'll see you get an offer of...
£40,000.
Have a chat with your team. Joe.
Maria, that's a brilliant cash builder. I reckon you're definitely capable of the six.
Yeah.
You're another very good player. There's absolutely no need for you to take the minus offer. I would advise you to come back with the six and let's have a go.
Yeah, thank you very much. OK, here we go. Seat 4. Big decision. Minus 10K takes it down to 25.
It's too big of a drop.
Good for you.
Yes.
All right, well, there's a choice between the six and the 40K.
It's going to be the six.
Six it is. Thank you, chaser.
Prediction correct. Thought you'd go the middle. A chill went down my spine when you got Drake. That's probably the best album answer I've heard from a contestant.
And interrupted.
And interrupted, yeah.
Yeah, well played. Here we go. Maria, for $6,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Really, seriously, good luck, Maria. Come on, let's get you off to Vegas. Which cocktail was declared Puerto Rico's official beverage in 1978? A, piña colada, B, mojito, C, Bellini. You've put piña colada.
It's because it's the one that I don't like, so I thought I'd go for that.
Do you not?
No, no, no. It's too sickler.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have yours.
Yeah, that's fine.
Correct answer is... Pina Colada is absolutely right. Step closer home. Well done. Chaser's put. Yeah, it goes right, Pina Colada.
Mojito's Cuban, isn't it? Puerto Rico's an American territory, so I don't think they make a Cuban drink their national drink. And Bellini's Venetian in origin, so
right.
Be Bellini.
Here's next question. Which bear said, "My spelling is wobbly. It's good spelling, but it wobbles, and the letters get in the wrong places." A. Pooh. B. Rupert. C. Paddington. You've put Pooh. It sounds like him, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really cute, isn't it?
And that voice sounds just like him, doesn't it? Correct answer is... Yeah, right, Pooh's correct. Step close to home, well done. Chase has put... Yeah, also goes with Pooh. Six with a three behind, a three from home. Here's next question. Ooh. Which of these explorers was alive when Columbus set sail for the New World? A. James Cook. B. Marco Polo. C. Vasco da Gama. You've put Marco Polo.
It's the only name I recognise.
All right, OK. Correct answer is... It's Vasco da Gama. Staying where you are, Chase has put... Yeah, it goes right with da Gama and moves within two with three from home.
Well, 1492 is the year that he set sail for the New World. That was very much bang in the middle of Portugal's golden age of exploration, of which Vasco da Gama was part.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Which of these cakes does not traditionally include currants? A. Eccles cake. B. Upside down cake. C. A simnel cake. You've put simnel cake.
I know an Eccles cake does, and I sort of see an upside down cake in my head, and I think it's got currants in it. So it was really a guess between B and C.
Correct answer is upside down cake. Staying where you are, Chase has put. Oh, goes with upside down cake. Shuts us down to one with three from home. Good job we didn't go for the 40 grand. Here's your next question. Good luck, Maria. Daniel Powter had a big 2005 hit with which of these songs? A. Oh Happy Day. B. Have a Nice Day. C. Bad Day. You've put Bad Day.
I remember it.
Good. Correct answer is Bad Day is right. Step closer to home. Let's hope the game opens up now. Chase has put. Let's hope he goes with one of the other two. But doesn't stick with us. Goes right with Bad Day. We're two from home, it's one behind. Here's your next question. Which of these words appears in the titles of two plays by Oscar Wilde? A. Earnest. B. Ideal. C. Importance. You've put importance.
Complete guess. I can only think of one for both A and C. So it was just a guess.
Correct answer is... Well played, step closer to home. Chase has put. Also goes with importance. It's a one-question shootout now in the words of Sean Wallace. So, Chase one behind, but one from home.
An ideal husband, the importance of being earnest, and then what saved you here is a woman of no importance.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
You deserve to get through. You've played really well. Here's your question. What gas is produced if a diamond is burned? A. Ammonia. B. Carbon dioxide. C. Oxygen. I know what it should be. I know what it should be. Right, you've put. What makes you think it's carbon dioxide?
I don't know. It was either carbon dioxide or oxygen, and they were both in my head, and I couldn't. Decide, so I just wouldn't be.
Well, a diamond is carbon, isn't it?
Yeah. But then I wasn't sure if when it was
the reaction.
Oxygen.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good luck for six grand. I wish you well. Correct answer is. Oh, good luck. Please let it be carbon. Oh, well played, Beth. Well played. Really well played. Great. Ah, oh, I'm thrilled for you, truly.
What can I say, Maria? Well done for not taking the minus offer. Well done for using both skill and judgment to get back. You, as a team, are, in my opinion, somewhere between moderate and strong favourites to win this final.
Ooh, I love it. Maria, you're through to the final chase. Well done. Moderate and strong favourites. That's what I like to hear.
Well done. Oh, brilliant performance.
Good, good, good.
Go.
Three players through. Advantage us.
Well, Andrew is, without any offence to anyone else, the class act of the operation. He's got good, solid, broad general knowledge. Joe has been going to pub quizzes since the age of 7 and a half, and Maria knows everything about the history of pop music from the last 10 to 15 years. Between them, they've got a massive base of general knowledge. All they've got to do now is get their tactics right.
Absolutely. So, there you have it. Game on for £41,000. Yes, Maria, Joe and Andrew are through to the final chase. Can they do it? Well, I'll tell you what, I certainly hope they do. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Maria, Joe and Andrew have made it through to the final chase. There's £41,000 in the prize fund. That's £13,666 each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and the team have selected set...
A.
Set A. OK, that, of course, means the Cineman gets set B. Three of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a three-step head start on the chase, and there it is. These questions will come at you much quicker than the cash builder round. I wish you luck. Team, are you ready?
Yep.
Your time starts... Now, what type of snack's a fig roll?
Andrew.
Biscuit.
Correct. In what 80s Dustin Hoffman film does Michael become Dorothy?
Joe.
Tootsie.
Correct. Bobcats are native to what continent?
Andrew.
North America.
Correct. Who was the longest-lived man in the Bible?
Andrew.
Methuselah.
Correct. What winter sport uses goals that are 4 feet by 6 feet?
Joe.
Ice hockey.
Correct. What is the UK's largest budget airline?
Joe.
EasyJet.
Correct. The One Ring is a central feature in what trilogy of novels?
Lord of the Rings.
Correct. One Shot was a 2010 hit for what boy band?
Maria.
Union Jack.
JLS. In what century was the Battle of Waterloo?
Andrew.
19th.
Correct. Tierra del Fuego is divided between Argentina and what country?
Andrew.
Chile.
Correct. What is the only primate in the Chinese zodiac?
Joe.
Monkey.
Correct. What flower is named after horticulturist William Forsyth?
Andrew.
Forsythia.
Correct. The Grange B&B features in what TV soap?
Joe.
Hollyoaks.
Emma Dale. Which woman became India's Prime Minister in 1966?
Andrew.
Indira Gandhi.
Correct. Tennis star Monica Seles was born what nationality?
Andrew.
Swiss.
Yugoslav. What is added to a pot noodle prior to eating?
Maria.
Water.
Correct. How many members were there in the original Sugar Babes lineup?
Maria.
Three.
Correct. Which 19th century pointillist painted circus sideshow?
Andrew.
Siura.
Correct. Red Maniacs are fans of which Oscar-winning actor?
Joe.
Eddie Redmayne.
Correct. What bone forms the upper arm in the human body?
Andrew.
Humerus.
Correct. Choo-choo's a child's term for what form of transport?
Train.
Correct. Which king succeeded Henry VII, 1509?
Andrew. Henry VIII.
Correct. A Flora Post is the heroine of what Stella Gibbons novel?
Andrew.
Cold Comfort Farm.
Correct. Shakira's hit Hips Don't Lie feature which Fugees rapper?
Wycliffe Jean.
Correct. The Celtic Sea is an inlet of what ocean?
Andrew.
Atlantic.
Correct. Who won a Golden Globe for his role in Dr. Zhivago?
Andrew.
Omar Sharif.
Correct. In 1973, Kate Kennedy, 26. Absolutely brilliant. Got one pass. Absolutely brilliant. Sensational, that. I can't tell you the last time that happened. I really can't, truly. And not even a full house. Ready for this?
Yep.
Yeah, we are.
Bring it on. Time to bring back the chaser.
It's all right, wasn't it? Not a bad performance, by any means. Could have been a little bit better. There was one or two you didn't get. In terms of historical context, Bradley, this is Series 9. I think the last time anyone got 26 was Series 5, when a team got 28. And it was against me, and I, interestingly, scored 27.
Whoa, game on. All right, now, remember, if the Cineman gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they push him back one step. Crucial. Crucial with 26 steps in front. OK, here we go. It's time for the final chase. Chaser, here we go. Your time starts now. The planet Mercury orbits what star?
Sun.
Correct. Cameron Diaz played Mary Jensen in what 90s comedy
film? Something About Mary.
Correct. What's the largest active volcano in Italy?
Etna.
Correct. The name of what Israeli airline means skyward?
El Al.
Correct. The colour of red wine comes from what part of a grape?
The seed.
Stop the clock, that is wrong.
Skin. Skin, isn't it? Right, we're going. Skin.
Skin is correct. We push the chaser back. 23 required to catch the team. Here we go. Your time starts again now. How many players make a team on TV quiz show Only Connect?
Three.
Correct. Charles II was a member of what royal house?
Two.
Correct. One More Night and Sugar were hits for what American band?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
Maroon 5.
We're going with Maroon 5, Bradley.
That's correct. We push the chaser back. 22. Here we go. Your time starts again now. In Jay and Barry's play, who's leader of the Lost Boys?
Captain Hook.
Start the clock.
Peter Pan, isn't it?
Oh.
Peter Pan, Bradley.
Is correct. We push the chaser back. 23. Required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. The Sahara Desert is bordered on the east by what sea?
Mediterranean.
Stop the clock.
Oh, God.
Red Sea. It's the Red Sea, yeah? We're going with Red Sea, Bradley.
Red Sea is correct. Push the chaser
going
back.
Well.
24. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, the Biedelman spin is seen in what Winter Olympic sport?
Ice skating.
Correct. The class blocker was an early name for what fastener device?
Zip.
Correct. Who's the only Best Actress Oscar winner known by one name?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
Madonna.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Cher.
Moonstruck.
Correct answer is Cher. Here we go. Your time starts again now. What German car company makes the A4 model?
Audi.
Correct. What fruit is eaten in the poem The Owl and the Pussycat?
Quince.
Correct. In what city do AC Inter football derbies take place?
Lamb.
Correct. Karl Broflowski appears in what adult TV cartoon series?
Futurama.
Stop the clock.
South Park, Bradley.
Is correct. Push the chaser back. 20 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Which 18th century French artist painted The Death of Marat?
Jean-Louis David.
Correct. Actor Craig Charles was born in what city?
Liverpool.
Correct. Guinea pigs belong to what order of mammals? Correct. Slingbacks are worn on what part of the body?
Feet.
Correct. What Dutch liqueur consists of egg sugar? Correct. In American politics, what year did LBJ succeed JFK?
1963.
Correct. Better Best Forgotten's a hit in 1999 for what UK group? Stop the clock.
Steps, I'm told.
Steps is correct. Push the chaser back. 15 required. Wow. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Who's the eldest grandchild of the Queen Mother?
Prince Charles.
Correct. What nationality is the actress Eva Green?
American.
Stop the clock.
Canadian?
I don't know. Should we...
I say Canadian.
Yeah, we'll try Canadian.
It's wrong. Correct answer is French. Your time starts again now. Park Hyatt's has luxury range of what? Correct. Which English naturalist wrote the memoir I'm Doing My Love Is... that time is up. Eight pushbacks, six executed, well played. Chaser needed 13 in the end to catch us. Well, I don't know what to say other than extraordinary, really. So there you are, £13,666 each. I thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you. A great team, really, really, really good. You haven't been caught, you've outrun the chaser. Congratulations. Wow, what about that, Chaser?
I've got no regrets. I got beaten by a magnificent team.
Yeah.
You've made what I'd call modern chase history with your score and your performance, and you thoroughly deserve every single penny that you've just earned.
There you are, the Cineman, magnanimous in defeat. See? It can be done, and big as well. So please, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.